This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. The Dallas Stars won their first ever Winter Classic yesterday. The National Hockey League's annual outdoor New Year's game was played in the Cotton Bowl. Dallas came back to beat the Nashville Predators 4-2. The crowd topped 85,000, the most to ever see a Stars game in person. It was a cool but happy 55-degree day for the Dallas Stars fans who packed the Cotton Bowl under overcast skies. The league says 20,000 tickets came through Nashville. Tyler Brandenburg and Erica Swift made the 12-hour trek from Tennessee. Brandenburg had seen outdoor hockey before, between Detroit and Toronto, when they played 6 years ago in Michigan Stadium, called the Big House. He and Swift now appreciate the Cotton Bowl.
It's impressive. It's nice that it's not 13 degrees this time and a blizzard, so the weather's nice. But the atmosphere is the same. The Big House is a little bigger, but you wouldn't really know it based on how full the stadium is.
I've never seen this many people cheering for hockey. I'm pumped.
Dallas fans like Bridget Hartwell seem to share the feeling.
The fan intensity was awesome. 85,000 people, and it's an intimate setting, like it's a close setting. For the ice rink being so close to you, we were afraid it was going to be far. You know, you wouldn't get a good view, but it was a really good view. Just being in the open air, and it was a nice, cold Texas day. We were afraid it was going to be 70 degrees, and it wasn't.
Stars fan Sue Boyle wasn't laughing at first. Nashville took a two-goal lead before Dallas finally scored nearly two-thirds through the game.
It started out a little slow for us. I have to say it was a little frightening, but, you know, after that it was all stars. It was wonderful. Couldn't have asked for better weather. Couldn't have asked for a better outcome for the game.
The league probably couldn't have either. It was cool enough, didn't rain, and no bright sun melted the ice or blinded the players. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.